Absolutely. You're so right to say that. And you're right. Imagine if we hadn't won on Tuesday night. First of all, I think there were so many people anticipating that possibility after what happened in 2016. I heard that pharmaceutical companies were actually developing an antidepressant just for Democrats, a Democratic yeah. antidepressant. But fortunately, they don't need that now. They can go back to the lattes and cappuccinos for their medicinal purposes. But seriously, though, I think that this is so critical what's going on in the Justice Department, because what you have now, we already had a constitutional crisis with Trump's behavior prior to the election. We now have a constitutional crisis within the constitutional crisis. We now have a state of emergency within the state of emergency. This has gotten very dangerous. We live in a country now where an American can go into a bar and kill 12 people, can go into a synagogue and kill 11 people, can go into a Kroger looking for black people and kill black people. We are in a very, very dangerous situation. All of us have to be up and active. We have to be on guard. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, if you're recovering tonight and watching this, seriously, I would do anything for you. I would literally donate a rib for you, although my ribs might not be, it might take up your whole body. But I'm just saying that we've got a lot of things in front of us here, a lot on our plate, Lawrence. But the people are going to be heard, and they're not going away just because they won on Tuesday night.